take time, hold hands, chit chatter. And what about love? Love's a possibility, but let's make sure we share the same mentality. Close the door, dim the lights, everything's okie dokie, copacetic, alright. Now about oil, warm from the heat, I can slick your body down from your head to your feet. Make you smile from a simple kiss. Close your eyes and I'll grant your first wish. Open your arms and wrap me tight like a teddy bear. Then take your fingers and run it through my hair. Many are cold and the chosen a few, but all I wanna know,
you're listening to Saturday Morning Live. This is Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen. This is a special edition. We're doing mostly music. But right now we have on the phone Complex. Complex, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yay. It's working today. The tech gods are on our side today. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you have like an upcoming show at on Friday. Do you want to tell listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, my upcoming show is at Glad Day Bookshop. It's the opening reception is Friday, June 7th, and essentially the concept. The show is called Studs from Slavery to Mainstream.
Yeah,
and the concept essentially is like kind of looking at why it is. Specifically, like black, queer, you know, masculine centered, butch, or whatever, want to be calling themselves studs when studs were the slaves of the plantation. Essentially, like their job was to procreate with as many of the women on the plantation to increase the steadfold because it was cheaper for them to do that as opposed to get cargo from Africa. So I was kind of like, questioning like us people reclaiming that, kind of like reclaiming the N-word and all that kind of stuff, and then also like in relation to like say like white people want to call themselves studs now, and how in interracial relationships, like in terms of like if like a white person's dating a stud, how that is looked upon or what that means in terms of how back in slavery, like, you know, the master's wife would like sometimes have affair with, you know, the stud of the plantation, and so kind of making a correlation between what went on then and how
it's, you know, connected
these images
to now.
Are reproduced now and stuff like that. So
right. So
yeah.
And you're exploring this through artwork. So maybe tell a little bit about what kind of like what that process was and like how long did it take for you to do the series?
Well, it's still continuing. I still have a couple more pieces that I'm working on. Essentially, like I'm using spray paint, aerosol, graffiti style, on canvas, and so just kind of coming up with like characters or scenarios in which like stud performance from back then, you know, in terms of like the actual stud and stuff, and then into modern day, like who as a black queer person is considered a stud, or like what's considered a stud. So just like caricatures of like what like a stud would be today, and kind of working with that fluidity. So it's been kind of cool. Like, I mean, like painting is always fun, right? Like I don't necessarily have a set image that I'm working from. Like, I'm not like copying anything. I'm not like, okay, I drew this concept and then I'm gonna do it. I'm kind of really just like, okay, this is my idea, and then let's see what colors I can put on the canvas, and then like how it then unfolds and stuff like that. So I'm kind of making it fluid process, but not so rigid. So that's how I'm working. So certain things I might have in my head, and then when I reach to paint on the canvas, it doesn't turn out that way, and it comes out totally different. So I'm letting myself be free that way, and not necessarily be like, okay, well, I have to have like this white woman and like a stud in there. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of just letting the creativity flow that way.
Okay. So what in this exploration? What do you want the dialogue to come out of, you know, your show?
I think just, like, in terms of me, like, I've never been one for labels. Like, you mm-hmm. know, people, like, want to label whatever, me, he, she, trans, whatever, all these different, like, lesbian, all these different labels that people get labeled, and without them specifically defining themselves.
Right.
And so for me, it's kind of just like, why is it that people are choosing to take back certain labels, you know what I mean? Or like reclaim certain labels. And like a lot of people aren't even aware that like that's what Stud comes from. So like my first thing is to just even just bring about like, well, do you know like what Stud actually is, like in terms of blackness? Like what it is that you're actually trying to portray, what you're actually like saying to people. So a lot of people don't know that. So like that's one of the things I want people to like actually like understand, that it's, you know, we're not pulling these words out of like thin air, like they're actually coming from places, and to like actually think about like, oh, like do I really want to call myself that, and like do, like is that what I'm trying to represent?
Right.
And then also just, you know, conversations between about like black masculinity in the black queer context, and you know, seeing it from our perspective as opposed to the outside gaze of how they want to label us, like just because, you know, you might wear a fitted cap and some baggy jeans or whatever, you might not necessarily identify as masculine, but like you're walking down the street and someone in their head already labels you a stud, and like how people's perceptions of you, even though they don't even know you or have never talked to you, already has shaped, you know, how they're judging you and stuff like that. So just wanting to make people think about like what it is that they're seeing in people.
Right.
Yeah.
This is actually the term stud. I'm just trying to think of when that sort of came about. Is it relatively a recent thing, or?
I guess like in terms of like the queer community, maybe the past like 10
years?
Something like that, I think. You know what I mean? Because like, you know, whatever before was like whatever, just butch lesbian. And now it's like, oh, now we're trans, or like, you know, all these different labels that, you know, people are using for themselves, and that's great. And then also like labels that people just are like, oh, well, you know, you're in a dress, so I'm going to put you in a femme label, even though like that might not necessarily be like what you
define as.
Exactly. So it's just like, you know, I'm not really one who's interested in being labeled as anything. Like if you want to like talk, like, oh, well, what should I call you? I'm like, well, call me my name. My name is Complex. Like, everything else is just, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, why do you have to assign, like, say, a gender to me in order to, like, have a conversation with me? Like, what does, like, you know, my, like, sexual organs or whatever have anything to do with us having, like, a conversation on, like, you know, market produce? You know what I mean? Like, So I've never been, like, anyone to that. So I'm always, like, trying to, like, not specifically be defined by someone else's labels that I personally don't want on me.
You hear this news? The latest news?
Adrian just came in the studio, so I was a little
interrupted. Okay, I was like,
what? My bad.
It's all good.
And we're just, the big news with Rob Ford. Yes.
Crack is black.
Is on. I talked about this with my mother this morning, so it's on everybody's mind. But anyway, maybe tell listeners where your show's going to be.
Okay, well, the opening reception is on June 7th at Glad Day Bookshop, and Glad Day Bookshop is at 598 A Young Street, so just north of Wellesley on the west side, so kind of slightly across from Dundonald. Reception's from like 7 to 10, and the artwork's going to be up for the whole month of June and the first week of July. It's on the third floor, so unfortunately it's not like too accessible, but they have, you know, poetry readings and all this kind of stuff that go on that floor, so people will be able to check out the work, and if they're interested in buying any pieces or any contact information in terms of like talking to me or whatever, they can email me at dreadedstar@gmail.com. My Twitter is @complex, KALMPLEX. And I'm just really looking forward to like seeing the whole show be put together, and you know, see what people's response is, and see what they gather. So. I'm pretty excited.
And is it going to be up for a while? Is it?
Yeah, the whole month of June.
Okay.
The whole month of June and the first week in July. So, like, you know, like 5 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll be up, so people will be able, will have a chance to check it out if they're in that area.
Yeah, and it took you, like, yeah, I can't believe it's already June, because I remember when you first were starting it. So I'm like,
yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, late nights. And then plus it's been, like, hard, right? Because it's like, oh, it's nice and sunny out. I don't really want to, like, stay home with pain. I just want to ride my bike around and stuff like that. But, like, you just got to buckle down and focus.
It's okay. It's winter again, so.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, I need to go play basketball today, and my outfit calls for shorts, and I'm not quite sure if this weather's going to cooperate, but whatever.
So. Yeah. My question is, like, when you're creating sort of a series, where's your starting point? Do you start with the creativity, or do you have sort of like a thing that, like, what initiates the start? Like, what's your starting point? Did you have the concept and then you started, or you just kind of start painting and then the concept comes out?
Well, I guess for me, the concept was, like, the name of, the whole idea of, like, you know, coming up with, like, okay, studs, like, talking about it. Because I've been talking about this subject for a while.
Right.
And someone was, like, they were, like, oh, I had a dream, like, you got to do this art show. So I was, like, okay, fine, I'll do this art show because I've been talking about this subject for a while. So let me, like, to talk about it, like, amongst my friends and myself, whatever, just, like, let me just put some visuals. And so for me, like, that was, I guess, the initial process. And then for me, like really, it was just like, yo, I gotta go start painting. Get some canvas. I have my aerosol. And just, you know, like, I was like, okay, like, let me just, pardon me, put some colors on the canvas. And I didn't, like I said, I had, like, certain paintings I want, like, I had an idea for. And then when I actually started painting them, the characters evolved into something different from my original idea of what I was going to do. So in that sense, you know, it evolved from an idea, and then it morphed into something else once, like, I started painting. Like I said, like, I didn't have, like, a specific drawing that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna recreate this and put this on canvas. Like, I had, like, some ideas, like some book covers. A friend of mine out west, when I was out there, had a book, I can't remember the name, but essentially it was like one of those 1977 Harlequin novels, and it was essentially like, I think it's called Mandingo or something like that, and essentially like, it's like this slave guy, and he's like holding like this white woman who's like the slave master's wife, and like the whole book is about how like he's like basically like the stud of the plantation, and like slave master's wife has an affair with him, and how that affects, you know, the plantation and whatever and all that kind of stuff. So that was like one concept. I was like, oh, maybe I could recreate that. And I was like, I don't want to recreate something that's already been done. I want to like do something totally original. So like I can work with like that idea of imagery, but I'm not gonna totally like remaster it. So in that way, like I got some thoughts to like, you know, have like a theme of like, hey, gotta have a black dude and a white woman and all that kind of stuff, but it didn't come out the way my initial image in my head didn't come out on the canvas. So I was like, all right, that's cool, because what I have right now, and I'm still in the midst of working it, I'm going to do some touch-ups, came out a little different. And then some of my other ones, like, I just, like, free-for-all was just like, okay, well, what am I doing? Like, so I just started painting and just working with the colors, and then from that, you know, images started to appear, and then I shaped them. I'm like, oh, okay, that's different. I get that. And then, like, from stories that I read, I kind of created a scene that from what I was feeling and the colors. I'm like, oh, okay, that kind of correlates to, like, slave master, like, you know, watching stud have sex with, like, the woman, like, you know, the women and all that kind of stuff. So from that, you know, story, I created a piece centered around like the stud having sex with a woman, but and then also in the background you see like this white dude in the background. And I showed the picture to a friend of mine of like, that person in the background is kind of eerie. I'm like, yeah, it's a white person who's like, you know, watching his like, you know, his plantation flourish, essentially, you know what I mean? So
right.
in that way, like, certain things have come up, but I'm just trying to make it really as organic as possible. And I'm really just like having fun with the colors. That's really my, like, that's it. I'm really just trying to have fun with it. And as I'm painting, I'm like, yo, it's like cool. Like, if I'm not like, because I'm painting outside, right? Because I'm using spray cans. So
right.
even when it's a nice day and I want to be running outside, I'm like, yo, whatever. I'm just going to like have fun with rock this purple and pink and see what color combinations I can have and what, depths of character I can pull off. And so that's kind of been how I've been like addressing, you know, this whole series. So it's pretty cool.
So that just brought to me a point, like, you know, you're going from, you're using images from slavery to mainstream. So from that sort of look, what are the images? You know, you mentioned the Harlequin, you know, covers. But what are the things that, you know, like films that you've kind of found?
Well, I'm more like been, I guess, dealing with like text, like the actual, like, so I was like, how am I gonna, like, because I don't want people to think that like I'm just like pulling this out of my, you know, ass. I'm like,
right.
No, this is the actual thing, right? So like, am I going to paint the actual, like, not definite, but the stories of the definition, or am I just gonna like photocopy that and put that on the wall, or am I gonna actually write it out and stuff like that? So I've been like kind of trying to figure out how I can make it more like in your face, like, so you're just like, you're aware that like, okay, like, this is the actual thing. Because I know some people might like think that I'm targeting them specifically or something like that. I'm like, this isn't like a personal thing. That's more just like, you know, why is black people, why are we choosing certain words to reclaim ourselves and stuff like that? And like, you know, like the N-word and stuff like that. I'm like, it's cool if it's negus, like, because that's from kings and queens of Africans. And like, so like, I get that. But like, that's not where the GER term came from and stuff like that. So how we as people were kind of just, why can't we find other words to use in order to, like, you know, there's so many words in all types of languages that we could be picking from to describe ourselves. So I'm just like, yeah, we should try and figure out something else. So,
or even come up with totally new ones.
Like, yeah, you know, like, so I've been like kind of working with like whatever the different stories that I've read about, like, stud, like, what do you call it, story, like, stories that have been retold, or like about, like, you know, the stud's role on the plantation, and like there's like some fictional accounts or real accounts that I've read. So I've kind of just been like kind of absorbing that and then seeing where my subconscious takes me in that platform. So
cool, amazing.
And then also, like, you know, dealing with like interracial relationships and like what that means in terms of like if people are depicting you as a stud and you're dating a white woman, and how then that plays out in today's society,
right,
and stuff. So just kind of dealing with that. So
okay, awesome. Yeah. So remind listeners where and when they could go.
Reception June 7th. It's Friday, June 7th, so so like 2 weeks yesterday. Glad Day Bookshop, which is at 598 Yonge Street West, which is just north of Wellesley on the north side. It's on the third, it's upstairs on the third floor of the bookstore. And the exhibit will be up all month of June and the first week of July. So if you need to contact me, my info at Twitter is at Complex, KALMPLEX. My email is dreadedstar@gmail.com. And yeah, I welcome everyone to come out. It's from like 7 to 10, June 7th on Friday. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see what people have to say and just, you know, have a good time and vibing.
Okay, thanks for coming on the show.
Nice, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, and yeah, well, you should come in and talk about the reaction maybe when it's done.
Oh yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay, all right, so thanks again.
Thank you, have a great day.
Bye. And that was Complex. I always try to do that smoothly and it never really works out. This is Saturday Morning Live and we are going back to music. And at 11:30, we're going to, just to let listeners know, we're having a little technical difficulties and we can't get to the internet, so we're going to go to music, and Dr. Gerald Horn will be on the phone with us and talking about his last trip to France and a lot of other issues at 11:30. But now we're going to go to music, and yeah, we'll see people at 11:30.
Bésame, mamá. Como tú sabes, déjame, mamá. Como te gusta a ti. Bésame, mamá. Como tú sabes, déjame, mamá. Como te gusta a ti. Hey baby, where you going?
And you are listening to Radio Regent. And Dr. Gerald Horn will be on at 11:20 as opposed to 11:30. So stay tuned.
Trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit it, even though you hurt me so, girl, I can't forget it. If I'm a man, I'd let you go. It's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool breaks his own heart. My